The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 9th of July, 2021, the last day before the 48th Independence Celebration. And what a time to be alive. Like I said, I think that perhaps this is the most important Independence Celebration to date. It is an opportunity for us to reimagine, redefine ourselves, rechart our course into the future. And I know you may have noticed I've spent the last week or two delving deep into culture, the culture of independence, the culture of governance, the culture of us. Why? Because I want to shift, right? I want us to shift. We need to remove politics from the center of our collective being and replace it with something else. Now, look here, politics and governance, these are important things too, you know. And so next week, I'm going to have a number of people on, including Mr. Chelly Moss, to talk about this advocacy position that he has, that the Bahamas is indeed not independent according to our very own constitutional provisions. I think that's a fantastic discussion to have, along with a number of notable cultural stakeholders in the country to sort of make the connection between the culture of things and the politics of things as we mull about the importance of this 48th Independence Celebration. Today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. And let's start off the show. Since we're celebrating the Bahamas' birthday, I got a couple of people that I have to wish happy birthday to today. Let me start with my agricultural expert and agriculture guest, Mr. Phil Davis Jr. I want to say happy birthday to you. Christine Crabb Wilson, not just a member of the sport, but the person who brought me into improv comedy and improv sketch political satire. Good friend, family friend, known long time. Happy birthday. To my cousin Blair Cambridge and my nephew Jermaine Green Williams in Grand Bahama. Happy, happy birthday. To the most talented Paul Hanna, musician extraordinaire. Happy, happy, happy birthday. And I got some friends abroad even who I got to tell happy birthday to. To Cicada Zhong in JA in Jamaica, to Kathy Ife Harris in Barbados, and to Melita Ashford in Guyana. Kathy and Melita are two Kaffir sisters, women who brought me into women's rights advocacy. At a young age when I entered the region. Kathy is in Barbados holding down the fort for women's advocacy and women's work in Barbados. And Melita Ashford is a newer, younger voice to advocacy and to CAFRA in Guyana. Anyway, to anybody who I missed, I hope you are having a wonderful, wonderful birthday today. Even to Tara Woodside, whose birthday was yesterday. And I ain't getting no cake. Good morning, Tara. How are you? I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful birthday, too. Just a couple of more things before we slide out of this housekeeping portion of the show. I want you guys to know that I love y'all, and I have an independence gift for Yina. Have you ever had Gnep lemonade? Well, it ain't gonna be independence without a bottle of Guinep lemonade. And let me tell you how to make it very, very quickly. It's very easy. You're going to take your Guineps and you're going to pop them out of the green outer shell and you're going to pop them into a pot and you're going to cover them with water and you're going to start boiling those Guineps. You're going to boil them like you making jam, but you ain't going to boil them that far, right? You're going to boil them until you get a nice pink color coming off your Guinep. And then you're going to take all of the Guinep and the water. You're going to use a cheesecloth or a pillowcase to strain the Guinep, push the water through the cloth. Get as much of the flavor as possible. If you want a little bit of the flesh in your drink, use a sieve or a cheesecloth and not a pillowcase. And you're going to strain that, and then you're going to take that Guinep water or Guinep juice, and you're going to add your lime and your sweetener, maybe sugar, maybe cane syrup, local cane syrup, I hope, maybe honey, local honey, I hope. You're going to add a little bit of lime. You may want to be fancy like me and get some cooking time, keep some cooking time from the chef in the kitchen. You're going to boil yourself a pot of thyme tea. The older the thyme, the longer you boil it for. And then when you let that thyme tea cool, you're going to add the thyme tea to your Guinep lemonade. Trust me, you will cool right down as soon as that touches your lips. That is the quintessential drink for this year's independence. And let me tell you the benefits of Guinep. Guinep helps to lower blood pressure due to the presence of amino acids. The presence of vitamin A and vitamin C is essential for boosting the immune system. And vitamin A also prevents the formation of urinary stones. The presence of tryptophan makes the fruit a sleep booster as it helps in producing serotonin. And this makes Guinep great for your mental health. So, dear police, when you see Rasta selling Guinep on the road, he is providing a community service by helping us get calm. The fruit can be roasted and then mixed with honey to treat digestive problems such as stomach ache and diarrhea. Now, the Guinep tree leaves can be boiled or brewed as a tea. This tea is good for intestinal issues like peptic ulcers and stomach aches. Now, remember to talk to your doctor before you start using Guinep tea or thyme tea for therapeutic purposes if you are already on medication. And not to leave out my friend the guava, right? Because sometimes we leave out the guava. Guava is a traditional remedy for a number of ailments. Preliminary research suggests that compounds in guava leaf extract may have a positive effect on a range of illnesses and symptoms, including menstrual cramps, diarrhea, the flu, type 2 diabetes, and even cancer. Well, look at that. Look at that. All of these fruit that we don't ascribe value to because we don't see them in the food store really have tons of value to us, right? Both medicinal and cultural. We have to figure out how to assign or ascribe value to these things and how to show younger Bahamians what that value is and why we ascribe that value to it. See, if you grew up in my family, you know hog plum. Something got to be special about hog plum. Because my parents, you know how parents like to say, when I was young and we had to go to school, we would walk 4.5 miles in the snow. My daddy used to say, I had to swim every day from Auckland to Nassau to go to school, right? Things like that. But we need to, right? So they say that. And the hog plum, they used to say, oh, in the summer, we go out in the yard. Your grammy didn't have to feed us. We'd eat hog plum all day. No meals necessary, right? These are the things that we need to figure out how we're going to pass on to our children. I'm going to leave it there. I don't think I'm even going to talk about the politics right now. I think now is a good time to get to these texts. Kermit, was that my guest just now on the green line? Okay, let's get to the first text. Has anyone seen the damage a motorbike can do to someone? This is a text from Dwight's show. Good morning and happy independence. People of all nationalities will always sing each other's songs. In the music business, songwriters expect this to happen. It is one of the ways that the artists receive an income from their intellectual work. Yes, music and songs must be selected to fit the event, but let's not be dishonest and pretend that when we hear the song stylings by artists throughout the world, it don't bring on the memories of the times of our lives, and we know it's not easy to shun reminiscing. That's what music and songs will do. Thank you, Texter. I think that may also be from Dwight's show, but we're going to get into that because my guest today is Mr. Freddie Munnings Jr., and we're going to continue the conversation we had yesterday. Another text, great show as usual, Ms. Green. I can't believe you call out all those birthday shout-outs and you did not call their age. You know, in the Bahamas, we is play numbers. I would say you ain't safe, but you read all my texts, so I would be wrong for that. Great show as usual. Could you please tell the citizens of the Bahamas and the non-citizens don't drink and drive this holiday because y'all already don't know how to drive. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let us respect each other by moderating our drinking and our behavior this independence season. And it's very easy. You could drink if you want to drink, you know. You just can't drive. Find a designated driver. Pay them. If you pay me, I'll stay sober to drive you around the place. This is very easy. We could solve this very easily, Bahamians. Another quick text to Erin Green, Mango Queen, and Chikchani Ambassador at Large. I applaud your critique of motorists. Some would knock us down before wetting their tires or hitting a pothole. Shameful Bahamas. Go, Erin, go bra. Thank you very much, Texter. You know, and just quickly, somebody shared a critique with me. They felt that I was obsessing over traffic and the behavior of drivers on the road. And I shared with them that, look, I think the traffic and enforcement is the greatest analogy that we could use to examine the systems that run this country and the systems that run our lives. And without all the research, without all the surveys and collecting data, we could just use traffic, the way that we interact with each other in various systems, as an analogy for what is happening in the country, what is going on wrong in the country, and a model as to how we can fix it. That's all. I think it's a useful tool. And there's so many indicators about us when we examine our driving behavior and culture. But I see my guest is on the line. Let us get right into this show. Good morning, Mr. Freddie Munnings Jr. How are you?
Good morning, Ms. Erin Green. I am well, thank you. And thank you once again for the opportunity to talk about very important national issues, particularly from a cultural perspective. I enjoyed yesterday, got a lot of feedback, positive feedback, some not positive, but, you know, once you're provocative, you're going to get people to express themselves. And the important thing is we're having the national conversation. And thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. And for me, I think what's important is to acknowledge that Bahamians want to know about themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
They want to learn more. And the truth is the information is not easily accessible.
That is true. And we can only appreciate what we know.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are ignorant to what truly is the rich cultural heritage of our country. Because we, as I said yesterday, in large measure, we have failed miserably to pass on those cultural traditions. Therefore, our young people would only latch on to what they know. If they are fed a diet of only foreign music or foreign culture or foreign expressions of men wearing their pants down below their buttocks and showing their funky underwear, that's what they will do.
Yeah.
And they don't even know why that custom came about in the United States of America.
Absolutely.
If they know the true history of it, I don't believe any of them will be doing it.
Absolutely. And so for me, you know, I have a question hopefully that we'll get to about the obligation to both preserve and grow culture,
absolutely,
right? You know, I want to say to young, like I want to say to young people, nobody forcing you to replicate old-time culture.
Correct.
What people are saying is, though, that you really should have an appreciation of what has come before you so you could better understand yourself as you create new things.
Absolutely. Culture is dynamic. It's a living organism. It's how a people live, how they perform, how they, the things that they do, the customs. I mean, you were just talking about Canep lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, you know, Canep is a fruit that we grew up with, but we did not know the medicinal value, as you just shared with us, when we were eating all those Canep's in our younger, youthful days.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were getting our natural foods in our natural habitat that had medicinal value to us, and that's why we were young and strong and healthy and didn't even know it. When last have you had a darling plum or a pigeon plum or a guana berry or a gooseberry? Those things we don't seek out anymore, because back in the day we used to be rambling through the bush.
Yeah.
And when we come across these fruits and berries, we would eat them. We would go hunting for the chimney and the tobacco dove, and when we find the eggs, we'd suck the egg right out of the shell. But that was nutritious, but we didn't really understand the value of it. So what we're saying is, we're not forcing anyone to do things of old, but you must have a foundation. The great Marcus Garvey once said, a people without a cultural history is like a tree without a root.
Yep.
And if a tree does not have a root, what will happen to that tree? It will die, because it will not have any connection to get the nutrients that it needs to grow. And so what we are saying is, you must grow on the strength and the traditions and the culture of your forebears who laid the foundation of survival for us. And that's really our history. If you look at the history of the people of this diaspora, we are survivors. Millions of us did not make it, but those of us who did, look at the atrocities that we had to survive. And so you are truly special, the fact that you have actually survived and are in a position to excel. And given the opportunity, you will find people from this region excelling worldwide. Look at our wonderful Shanae Miller. I can't even remember or pronounce her last name.
Yubo.
She is incredible. I mean, she is dominating the female athletes around the world. Look at our young man who's playing baseball now, Jazz.
Yes.
Okay? Look at our young man who's playing basketball,
Aiden.
From this little country of less than 400,000 people, we have those few celebrities that I have named that are the best in the world. So what does that say for us? What does that say for our young people? We must learn to emulate them. We must learn to learn from their experiences what to do, and in some cases, we may learn what not to do. But it's a learning process. So I don't have a problem when people disagree with me and criticize constructively.
Mm-hmm.
But we must learn that we don't have all the answers. We must look within ourselves and find the best that we have and then celebrate that. And this is a good time to talk about celebrations, because we are talking about our independence.
Mm-hmm.
And as you asked the question as we were leaving yesterday, if I were given the opportunity to be in a position to make a decision as it relates to color, and I said culture, and I said I will establish a ministry of cultural affairs. Why? Because, as I said before, a people without a cultural history is like a tree without a root. You must know yourself, and to yourself you must be true. If you don't know yourself, you will be like Topsy, and that is an expression that we had back in the day. If you like Topsy, you're all over the place.
Yeah.
Any wind will blow you wherever it go. So if you don't have a grounding in your own cultural expressions, anything that come from foreign or come across the bar, across the Gulf Coast or wherever, or come from the South, we will latch on to. That's why many of our artists today, they are performing music genres like reggae, mm-hmm. soca, and other forms of rap music, and they believe it's Bahamian's genre. It is not. There's nothing wrong with them doing that, But don't call it Bahamian music because it isn't. Because we do have our unique genres. First of all, they are the rhyming spirituals. What are the rhyming spirituals? These are songs that originally are created in the Bahamas that were produced by our artists of old, mostly a cappella, because we didn't have any instruments at the time. They would be out on the sea fishing or in the field farming, and they would sing, and it's call and response. And the likes of the Region Bells or the BBC Singers and the Dicey Doe Boys, they are the ones who harmonize and sing these beautiful rhythms.
Mm-hmm.
Call and response. That's the rhyming spirituals.
Those
were unique to the Bahamas. Nowhere else in the Caribbean did you find it being done just so. Also, the Gumbe rhythms. I think you mentioned, or it may have been mentioned on Dwight's show earlier. Gumbe rhythms is a form of rhythm that were originated not by Bahamians, because it's a derivative of the Djembe drum out of Africa,
mm-hmm.
but the instrument of it, it was the goatskin drum fused with a rake and scrape instrument like a saw or a scraper, and some accordion or maybe a guitar or whatever chord instrument may have been, and sometimes they may not even use a chord instrument. But the rake and scrape genre, which is not authentically Bahamian because we understand it's a derivative of something coming out of Turks and Caicos called the ripsaw.
Mm-hmm.
And also in New Orleans, the zydeco music. But again, it's all a part of the diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
But we popularized it by calling it rake and scrape. Then we have, of course, our junkanoo rhythms, which I believe are one of the foremost rhythms of the Bahamas, but yet we have not celebrated or formed, in my opinion, a cultural branding for the Bahamas. If you ask the average musician today, what is the music of the Bahamas? If you ask 10, you would probably get 9 or 10 different answers.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we have not branded it.
And
as America has branded some of their music, R&B, rap, jazz, bebop, etc., as Jamaica has branded its music.
Reggae,
as soca has been branded by the Barbadians and the Trinidadians, and calypso, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
What is the music of the Bahamas? That would be my first item on the agenda for us to talk about what is authentically Bahamian music.
Let's pause right there for a second, because I want to say this. Now, what I found interesting watching or observing the latest Jamaican national elections,
yes,
was that the Jamaican parties had political songs that were written by Jamaicans and performed by Jamaicans.
Oh, absolutely.
And juxtapose that to the Bahamian experience, where we're taking popular songs like Simply the Best.
Well, can I tell you that back in the 1950s, my father wrote a song called Junk, Junk, Junkanoo,
mm-hmm.
Beware Abaco, Bay Street Coming Down. That was a protest song
mm-hmm.
about the Bay Street Boys.
Mm-hmm.
In the 50s, Dr. Off wrote a song called Get Involved.
In fact, that's the theme song of my life.
And Funky Nassau was also a song that talked about the evolution and the socialization of Bahamians. Listen to the lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Right,
miniskirts, maxi skirts, afro hairdo.
But we can
people doing their own thing. That's the Bahamian people.
Yeah, we could see that the political culture
is
not endorsing Bahamian culture as valuable, because they wouldn't even inculcate it in their political campaign. Their attempt.
And may I also say that back in the day, the music that was produced by the Junkanoo groups were original songs.
Wow.
You remember the song Do a Nanny, Do a Nanny?
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody?
Yeah, yeah.
Bay Street? That's when you're marching down Bay Street, as I told you yesterday, and the groups clash in the middle.
Yeah.
Don't lick nobody. Huh?
Wow. Okay.
So all I'm saying,
Aaron,
the history is there. Once we, and that's all I'm trying to say to young artists, you know, look at what your forefathers did. And build on it. I'm not asking you to replicate it.
Right.
I'm saying to build on it. But don't do a reggae song, a reggae song, and tell me that's a Bahamian genre song. It isn't.
I got you.
That's a Bahamian singing reggae, which is fine.
Absolutely. I got a caller on the line. Okay. I know these people want to get into this conversation.
Go ahead.
Kermit, we live? Yeah? Caller, you're on the clock.
Godly, this is Doc Universe along with you and Freddie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brayman.
Yeah, thank you much the same. What I want to say, right? You said some interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the tree without a root,
mm-hmm.
right? Without a root. The thing is, we or the majority of people in the Bahamas, when it comes to culture, they're looking at the now.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to Elisha Obed,
right?
Nobody,
great Bahamian art, great Bahamian boxer.
Right. Nobody had over 30 years, right?
And don't be shy. That's your brother.
That's my brother.
Okay.
Right. My point is, it's been 30 years, more than 30 years, and nobody reached what he had done yet.
Boy, that was a proud day when he won that fight for me.
Saying?
I could remember it as if it were yesterday.
You see what I'm saying? Internationally. He was number one.
All over the world.
And
the best, thing, number one in the world.
And the thing is, what I'm saying is, right? I'm not saying, he weren't looking to government for anything.
No, but he should have been recognized, Brayman.
That's
something to celebrate.
Yes, because let me show you something.
Right.
When he was fighting, Lyndon Pendleton used to send for him.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just to, congratulate him.
Of course. Yeah.
The thing is, he hadn't done, none of them hadn't done anything for him.
Ah, boy.
I was telling a couple of people, name a street after him.
Yeah.
He born in Mason Sedition.
He truly was great, and we should do something to recognize him and many others. Yama Bahama, for example.
Yama Bahama.
Who remember Yama Bahama out of Bimini?
Gentlemen, you got to tell us younger folks who these people are.
Yama Bahama was another great boxer out of Bimini that fought internationally all over America.
That's right.
A great, great Bahamian. And people like Andre Rogers, for example, who was first black Bahamian to play professional baseball. Venty Ford. Who's Eddie Ford's brother. I mean, there's so many. So many. And again, Aaron, because you are asking the question, proves that we have failed to teach our people about our heroes.
Absolutely.
The history of our history.
Because sovereignty is valuing the things that you can create and creating the things that you say you value.
That's correct.
Anyhow, Freddie, you continue to...
Thank you so much, Brayman. I appreciate it, man. And thank you for remembering your wonderful brother, man.
Yep.
I remember the night as if it were yesterday. It was a proud moment for me.
Look how we got to make another movie.
Thank you for the great work that you are doing.
Thank you very much, Brayman. And
thank you
for keeping your brother's memories alive.
Absolutely.
I'm going to read this... in fact, let's go to this caller, and then we got to go to a break. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron. I'm Sparky here.
Hey, good morning. How
good
you
morning,
doing?
Good morning, Sparky.
Hey, Freddie. Hey, another thing, Freddie. First of all, let me start off by congratulating another hero, Hubert Chipman. Freddie, he was just honored as this year's Junkanoo recipient. What color the code is? Aquamarine code.
Okay, fantastic. Congratulations to Chippy.
Yeah.
Well, he comes from a long line of heroes again. I mean, his uncle, John Chipman, as you know, one of our greatest drummers in the history of our country.
Yeah, that's Chippy. Everybody knows Chippy.
And, of course, his auntie Becky Chipman.
And Becky, she was a dancer.
And also his other uncle, Nelson Chipman, who owned a nightclub and operated the nightclub. I think it was the Silver Slipper at one point. My brother Raphael would know that history much, much better than me.
Give me a minute here, because she's going for a break, and you've got my time.
Man, go ahead, man.
Okay, yeah. Move on the slide.
Quick.
Also, let's remember the night, too. But I got to go quick. We got to remember the night, too, with Obed and Ray Minor Sr. over the Arawak Key, when people were all over the Western Fort, all up in the hills, because you the crowd couldn't get over to Arawak Key to see the fight. Obed beat Ray Minor Sr.
Mm-hmm.
That night, too.
Okay.
Another thing before I go, I wanted to say something to the leader of the Wally Boys. Gus Cooper promised it. the Jom Kippur Committee of the Bahamas. Not for me, Freddie. Just like you always talk with Freddie Munn Sr. Granny Mercedes Joy Fountain, my mother, started the Valley Boys in 1958. Brian Adney, the leader. Y'all promised to honor my mother. Yeah, honor my mother. Yeah.
Thank you, Sparky. And y'all better honor Sparky's mother.
Keep the memory alive, Sparky. I don't blame you, brother.
Okay, so let's go to this break. And when we come back from the break, Mr. Freddie Munnings Jr., we will talk about this national museum to preserve this history that we all need to know.
Yes,
thank you for staying tuned. We will be right back after this break.
You invest in your children, your home, and your community. But are you investing in your financial future? At CFAO, we specialize in investment management, retirement planning, mutual funds, and private wealth management. Our team of experts never stops helping you plan for tomorrow. Because tomorrow begins today. Call us at 502-7010 to see what our financial advisors can do for you. CFAO. Growing wealth for future generations.
Turn the keys to your own home with CIBC First Caribbean. We'll give you time to relax when you move in by waiving your first 3 monthly mortgage payments and commitment fees. Get up to 95% financing on your mortgage and a pre-approved Visa Gold or Platinum credit card with 5,000 bonus reward points and more. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/realtors-hub to connect with a realtor to make the home search easier. Finance your new home base with CIBC First Caribbean. Terms and conditions apply. Visit CIBCFCIB.com for details.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's gone so.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Erin Green on this Friday, the 9th of July, the day before our 48th Independence Ceremony. My guest today is Mr. Freddie Munnings Jr., and I just got a little housekeeping to do. I have a brief message for you from the Ministry of Finance. Access to Affordable Homes Act. First-time Bahamian owners approved for a government service lot can apply for customs duty exemptions and VAT zero rate on the following. Materials for building a single dwelling or multifamily home, furniture and appliances, and real property tax exemptions. To apply, visit mygateway.gov.bs. Again, this message is brought to you by the Ministry of Finance. What an interesting conversation. To the people who are just tuning in, if you're just tuning in and you missed yesterday's show, you can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to www.guardiantalkradio.com and clicking the podcast tab. And if you want to zoom directly in on the clock with Erin Green, go to ontheclockwitherinGreen.castos.com. And you can find today's show and yesterday's show with the most amazing Mr. Freddie Munnings Jr. Good day, sir. We're back on the air. How you doing?
Know, Erin, you actually made my Independence Day celebrations by entering our second segment with that particular song. That song was originally recorded and produced by my brother Raphael and two other brothers, Leroy and Frank Munnings,
mm-hmm.
along with Fred Henfield and a cousin, Ralph Munnings, and a good friend, Neville Sampson. First song in the history of the Bahamas to be certified as a gold record around the world. That was 50 years ago. That's a pre-independent song.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was included on the compilation album to celebrate our independence. And it would be an interesting trivia to find a copy, an original copy of that album to see what other songs may have been included on that particular album. I think Bradley Roberts and Sir Franklin Wilson, the late Bradley Roberts and Sir Franklin Wilson may have had something to do with it. I know that at the time, Mr. Roberts owned a record shop called International House of Music, and they produced a compilation album to celebrate our independence in 1973. Just a little trivia there, too.
Absolutely. So that's two I get. I got to get the independence compilation album, and I got to get the Perry Como tourism promotional album and video.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely. And I have to note for the younger Bahamians, I hope y'all having a tingle in your back just now because you remember watching Soul Brothers and Soul Brothers 2000 and hearing this song in that movie. So when Erykah Badu performed, look here, we had the people in my house had to get upset because we wouldn't let them watch the movie.
Yes. The Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers 2000. There you go. Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers. And, you know, that was an interesting movie. If you look at that movie, if you've seen that movie, all of the great artists of the era was in that movie.
Right.
People like Aretha Franklin and people like Lou Rawls and I mean, great artists. B.B. King. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And the whole idea was it was a song competition. And at the end of the day, Erykah Badu sang the version of Funky Nassau, which was produced by Paul Schaefer of The Tonight Show, another very renowned musician of Canadian extraction.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the greatest movies during that era. So here again, Bahamians making a significant, and you know, the question is, why did they select that particular song to represent the Caribbean?
Well, I mean,
and they did.
It's one of the best.
It was one of the best.
But you know why as well? Yes. Here's why. Because it's something inside their spirit that
that's
they probably
right. It's
they
the energy. It's the rhythm.
Right.
You know, when my brother Raphael released that song initially in the United States, the producer then, Henry Stone, who was actually the father of the Miami Sound. He produced all of the great artists coming out of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a book, I believe, called The Record Man. I can't remember exactly the name. I think that's the name of it. But all of Betty Wright and Casey and the Sunshine Band and Gloria Estefan and Timmy Thomas and Benny Lattimore, all of these people coming out of Miami. You know what he said? He said, Funky Nassau was the song that started what they called the Miami Sound and was the precursor of disco music around the world.
Well, listen,
that was his statement.
Yeah, right, and listening to me pretend like I know things, as
right.
far as I'm concerned, that it not only was it the sound that started it, that sound was already, the evolution of that sound was already entrenched in the U.S., from Joseph Spence down.
Absolutely.
Like Bahamian artists have been
those
building.
Those rhythms, you see, are so infectious. That's why we say it's the heartbeat of Bahamian music. But that particular rhythm,
mm-hmm.
and in this case, it was described as a happy sound.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't figure out what it was. But it's all in the rhythm and the fusion. If you listen to it carefully, it's a fusion of R&B, of island records, I mean island rhythms, et cetera, and it just created a whole musical craze, and it just riveted all over the world.
Okay, so I got two things here. I'm going to read this text, and then we're going to go to this caller.
Yes.
This text says, "Morning. Our cultural history is Africa. The older generation has let us down, talking this superficial Bahamian culture. Man, we can't even define what it is to be Bahamian or its culture. The cat and fiddle and rake and scrape don't make us a people. Bahamian history is slave history. African history is kingdom history. Stop encouraging my slave history. I am not Bahamian. I am African. Africa is my roots. Why you don't stop promoting slave history?"
That sister, yeah, who's writing those words obviously don't understand what we are saying. We said from the beginning that we must teach the true history of our people, and we also said that it's an African ancestry. We are not Africans. We are of African ancestry, just like the Jews have an ancestry, like the Spaniards have their ancestry. The true Bahamian would be the Indians that settled in this part of the world. When we say that we are Bahamian, we are saying that we are an extraction of our African and European mix. Because many of us, I don't think any, that person who would have written those words, he is not a true African, because I am sure that his bloodline has been diluted unless both of his parents are of African descent. Both of his parents must have been from Africa. If that is not so, he is diluted. So therefore, I hear what he's saying. Mm-hmm. I support what he's saying by saying we must teach our true history.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But don't say that I am not an African. I am of African descent.
I got you.
Yeah.
And for me, I don't have any history of any slave history. I have a history of enslavement.
Absolutely. We have a history of enslavement, as you said, and the oppression of slavery has made us stronger because we have survived it.
Absolutely.
And it's because of our resilience that we have survived it.
All right, let's get to this caller. Caller, thanks for holding. You are on the clock. Good morning, caller. I hear you. Oh, man, we must have missed you. I am so sorry, caller. So let's get to this question. How are we going to construct, well, how are we going to construct a national music and culture school and museum?
Well, you know, Ms. Green, if the government would take the time to review the submissions that we made under the Orange Economy Subcommittee that came out of the ERC, the Economic Recovery Committee, it's all entrenched there. And I'm reading directly from it as I speak to you on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
The leadership through action, example, and strategic policies and planning to activate public and private initiatives is needed to assure a dynamic and comprehensive cultural development. The establishment of a Ministry of Cultural Development and this initiative will signal to the Bahamian people that the government is serious about cultural development and its economic potential. That is an extraction directly from a report that I was involved with as a part of the subcommittee. It goes on to say that we should establish an Entertainment and Cultural Encouragement Act so that the private sector can invest and get the incentives that is necessary to invest in the cultural development industries as they do in the hotel industry. Because, you know, we keep talking about a tourism industry, but in fact, we don't have a tourism industry here. What we have is a hotel and accommodations industry. There's two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
The tourism industry, in my mind, is the entertainment and cultural industries because they create experiences for when the visitors come to our shores, they will have what we call a unique Bahamian experience. You don't get that when you go into these major resorts. You don't get that when you go onto the cruise ships. You simply get nice accommodations.
Yeah.
What is the experience, though? And all we are saying is we need to create a cultural entertainment attractions so that when people come to our shores, they can not only visit the beautiful beaches and the wonderful weather and the environment, they can not only look at the historical artifacts, they can have a true, true Bahamian experience.
Yeah, because what is the experience without engaging the living?
You must engage the people.
Now,
you must engage the people, whether it's through our food, whether it's through our music, whether it's through our lyrics, our poets, and visual arts, whether it's through arts and craft, whether it's through our straw industries. It has to be an experience that engross and engulf the experiences that you exchange with our visitors and with our Bahamians. They must learn the way we do things in the Bahamas. If you go to Jamaica, you talk about
rice and peas.
Mm-hmm.
If you come to the Bahamas, we say peas and rice. Basically, we're using the same ingredients, but we cook them differently.
Mm-hmm.
You can take our agoupa, and you can make a stew or boil, and if you go to Jamaica, you may have ackee and codfish.
Yeah, absolutely.
We must be proud of our cultural experiences, and we must lift them up and celebrate them so that when that visitor hit the shore, they want to make a beeline to that conch stand. They want to make a beeline to get that gully wash.
Mm-hmm. They want to stand on the line. They want to be with the people. They want to understand why you waiting so long for this thing. How good does it taste?
Absolutely.
That all these people would sit here and wait for it and crack joke
you got it.
On each other.
That is the part of the experience.
Mm-hmm. Now, look here, I got two calls on the line. I know these people want to talk to you. So let's get to the call lines. Mm-hmm. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Morning, my good friend Freddie Brown. Freddie Martin, sorry, the Martin family. Freddie, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Brother McPhee.
Yeah, okay. Listen, I want to congratulate you, your and Ray. And I know you're unfortunately for the 100 years of Funky Nassau.
50 years.
150?
No, 50 years.
I'm so sorry.
Mind you, think I've been alive 150 years, Punkinino?
Yeah, it is 50 years.
50 years.
When I born, I think I remember you,
right? Possibly. I don't know how old you are, but that's a possibility.
I old enough to know so much. I old enough to get a doctorate degree over Aaron Green.
Okay.
I remember independent. I always say I got two passports, one colonial, one independent.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
All right.
So, you know, but Freddie, you're so right. I think we need to take our celebration out of government.
Absolutely.
And put it into a commission, an independent commission where we can truly plan our celebration.
Absolutely, Pumpkin.
Our celebration should be not just on July the 10th. Our whole celebration should be a month.
We should be proud of being Bahamian every day, but on the specific day and month, we should celebrate nationally, not only in New Providence, throughout this entire archipelago, we need to have the pride, and it has to emanate from the people.
Freddie, let me finish that.
Yes, go ahead.
You got all the time. Aaron Green, love you. I love you, too. Listen, every island, every park should be celebrated.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Should be a part of this independence celebration. And Boxing Day and Majority Rule Day should be a Bahamian concert all day.
Yeah.
There's not, Aaron and Fred, there's nothing to do on Majority Rule Day.
That's right.
Yep.
And you know, it should be always be Majority Rule. I imagine Freddie Drunk Canoe.
But look here now, I got one more caller on the clock.
Let me wrap over there. Yeah. Can you imagine Drunk Canoe one time in December should be straight through? You know, I think it's due straight to July the 10th.
Yes, sir.
Well, we got to have that vision. And this, like you said, Aaron, me wrap up with this. This is a conversation. I enjoy it. And let's just start. Happy independent once again.
Absolutely.
And happy 50 years of Funky Nassau.
Thank you so much. We should we should celebrate our culture every day of our lives.
And Elijah O'Beard, one of the bridge named after Elijah O'Beard. That's not playing with Elijah O'Beard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Caller, you're on the clock. You got 30 seconds.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. Oh,
good morning. Happy Independence.
I want to throw something quick out there.
Good morning, sir.
I sit and I listen to this brother, right? I know him. I hear his name from when I was born, you know. So him and Mr. Joseph Darvill, right? And so I want to draft a book. I'm contemplating science, politics, and religion, or food, politics, and religion. And so I listen. And so maybe him and Mr. Joseph Darvill could liaise with one another and write a book. Because I listen to these guys, and I'm much, you know, I'm about to be 60s in a few years. So I'm realizing that this book could be sold. Maybe the tourists, and it could also be used as a social studies, because I listen to these guys. They really have intricate knowledge of the Bahamian history, you know, because I don't, some of the stuff I don't know. I mean, I born here and grew up here and know a lot of stuff.
Are you the brother that they call 52?
That's right.
Even if you got to get young people to help you draft the book, you just got to do it, because it's very interesting hearing you guys. Between you two guys, I think it's great.
Are you the brother that they call 52?
Yes, sir.
Man, I love to hear you speak. I'm fascinated by some of the things you say. But you have a very scientific mind.
Listen to me. The reason why they cut you, right, is because they're afraid about what you're about to say and that censorship. It's all about on the internet. But I did some work for your sister or your niece in one of the gated communities.
Wonderful, my brother.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. All the best.
Thank you, 52, and happy independence, Freddie. That's my music. It's time. It's time to get going, so I want to give you the last word.
All the best things to you, Aaron, as the song says, to you and your beautiful mother. I know both of your parents. I knew your dad, and I definitely know your mom. And you are doing a fantastic job with your show. I thank you for the opportunity. Keep talking about the culture and keep promoting the culture of our people, and you keep producing as well.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. And this won't be your last time on the show.
Well, thank you so much.
To that last texter, that's right. You can't hide it. You look like an African. And when we have more time, we're going to get into the nuance of this conversation.
Absolutely.
Because nobody's denying your Africanness. To my Bahamian people, you hear that beautiful song? We got to love each other this Independence Weekend, because this is the most important one yet.
It's all about love. Only love can save us now, Aaron.
That's right. It's our time to redefine who we are and what we are about. And I want to say this. The two issues that have not been appropriately addressed this year before the independence celebration are Hurricane Dorian and the response and restoration of Abaco, right? And let's just stick with that one. And I want to say this. We are weaker for not doing right by our fellow brothers and sisters, Bahamians or not. And our response to our brothers and sisters in Haiti is equally telling of the state of our nation and our independence. But have no fear, because we got time. We got time, Bahamians, to get to where we need to be. Take time with each other. Love each other this weekend. Love your country. Love your community. And most importantly, stay tuned to 96.9 FM Guardian Radio. Levon Miller and Unleashed is up next. Have a great day and a great weekend, Bahamas.